Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Wednesday, sunny skies in the upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Clear for tonight, we'll drop down to the mid 30s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, temperatures right around the upper 60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely with a low near 40. For Friday, mostly cloudy, rain showers, upper 40s. Right now, it's 55.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ranking House Ag Committee member Colin Peterson says the committee plans to mark up the farm bill March the 20th, but a revolt over food stamp provisions could stop the bill from moving forward. Peterson and committee chair Mike Conaway have seemed to have hit an impasse regarding the nutrition title. A spokesperson for Conaway could not confirm that March 20th markup date either. Conaway's office, though, does say the bill is moving forward by the end of the first quarter, and it remains a goal to get that to happen. Adding, the chairman's staff is working closely with those across the aisle to try to get there, they say. Peterson said Republican proposals regarding nutrition similar to what killed the current farm bill the first time it came to the House floor in 2013. Well, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says the Senate will not make any significant changes to the bill, and the Senate is expected to consider its version of the bill in committee next month. Republican House member Vicki Hartzler of Missouri is seeking to include rural broadband in the next farm bill. Yesterday, she introduced the Expanding Rural Access to Broadband Act, which she says could make necessary changes to existing rural utility telecommunications programs to ensure rural Americans aren't left behind in the digital age. Hartzler said she plans to go to work with the House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway to include the legislation in the next farm bill, which is expected to be released soon. Hartzler serves on the House Ag Committee, which oversees rural utility service. Now, the bill would modify the Rural Utility Telecommunication Loan Program to include loan guarantees. To find a way to incentivize private investment, streamline loan applications, and raise statute baseline speeds for broadband deployment. Current law sets a minimum standard speed of 4 megabits per second download, 1 megabit per second upload. Now, this bill would increase the baseline to 25 megabits per second download and 3 megabits per second upload. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input cost dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas lawmakers are considering bringing sports betting to the state, but even with an estimated $1.3 billion a year in wagering on the line, not everyone is on board. A House committee had a hearing yesterday on allowing the Kansas Lottery to offer sports betting in state-owned casinos over the internet and with mobile apps. A Hollywood casino lobbyist said that sports betting should only happen in brick-and-mortar locations. A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for causing recurring flooding that damaged farms and property in four Midwest states along the Missouri River. The ruling yesterday in Washington says the government must compensate farmers, landowners, and business owners for the flood damage in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. The damage has been estimated to exceed $300 million. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Cattlemen, if you're thinking about improving your cattle herd, listen up. Put 65 years of breeding quality Angus cattle behind your herd. It's the 39th annual production sale of the Mullica Ranch, Saturday, March 17th, 1 p.m., 5 miles north, 2.5 west of Zenda, Kansas. They're selling 110 bulls and 50 yearling females. Excellent performance, calving ease, gentle dispositions, the best EPDs in the business. I know, we've used Mullica bulls for years. Saturday, March 17th, 1 p.m. Call Mike for more information. The Monitor sale at 620-243-3081.
Three cases of measles have been confirmed at a child care facility in Olathe. The Johnson County Department of Health and Environment posted on its website yesterday that all three cases are in children under the age of one who are too young to be vaccinated. Measles is a highly contagious respiratory disease caused by a virus. Symptoms include flu-like symptoms and a rash. The disease is spread through the air by breathing, coughing, or sneezing. A recent report says U.S. military frequently fail to provide justice to the children of service members when they're sexually assaulted by other kids on base. On two bases in Kansas, Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth, records that the Army acknowledges are incomplete document at least 13 sexual assault cases among children or teens since 2007. A $1.5 billion settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit covering tens of thousands of farmers, grain handling facilities, and ethanol plants that sued Swiss agribusiness giant Syngenta over its introduction of a genetically engineered corn seed.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. A fire chief who says southwestern Nebraska's Red Willow County is sitting on a powder keg has barred outdoor burning of any kind and is refusing to issue any burn permits. Firefighters have dealt with multiple fires in the past month near McCook. Conditions are extremely dry and they're not expected to improve in the near future. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to a proposed $8.8 billion two-year budget despite major disagreements over funding for the University of Nebraska and family planning services, including Planned Parenthood. Lawmakers advanced all three of the budget measures that make up the package, even as many senators raised concerns that state officials are relying too much on their emergency cash reserve. Two additional votes are required before the bills go to Governor Ricketts. A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for causing recurring flooding that damaged farms and properties along the Missouri River. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at midamericaagnetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. After lengthy consideration, the high bid of Chris and Merritt Butler for three lots at 7th and Walnut, just east of the city swimming pool parking lot, was accepted. He is proposing to maintain the property as a green space, adding several trees, and keeping the R3 zoning designation. Butler agreed to any additional survey costs involved, with a further request city vacate the alley on the property in exchange for an equal easement right. His bid of $6,200 was accepted on a unanimous vote after consideration of a $5,000 bid from Nick Stahl, who had proposed developing a three-unit rental property at the site. He cited previous development experience with infill lots and noted the additional economic benefits, including taxes and utility. This prompted discussion as to identifying infill lots or properties that may be better utilized if developed following demolition of older or outdated structures throughout the community. A bid of $177,000 for sewer line replacement was approved, as well as the low bid of $26,000 for a new HVAC system at Marysville City Hall. The city administrator asked about the possibility of a city seeking a 501c3 IRS designation, allowing for donations toward parks or other city functions through individual contributions. The mayor suggested reviewing the city bid policy with an intent to have a staff and elected official present for bid openings. She also suggested review of the city water and sewer rate structure, indicating concern with discounts given for volume and commercial enterprise. Discussion of nuisance violations and stepping up enforcement will be further carried forward at a workshop this Monday evening. The city of Washington is to begin repair work on B Street in Washington. This will force a detour for traffic in the area. Traffic will be detoured along an access route to the Washington County Hospital on C Street North to 3rd Street, then east. All other traffic will be detoured from C Street North, 2nd Street. Francis Tiny L. Clays, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Mary Elema Church Cemetery. Rosary Thursday, 10 a.m. at the church. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Francis Tiny Clays. Gilbert Sanchez Jr., age 61, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A memorial service is planned Thursday at 5 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gilbert Sanchez Jr. Merlin A. Keller, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Merlin Keller. Jana Hill Jenkins, age 56, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday at 2 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private interment at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes at a later date. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jana Jenkins. Mary Lou Williams, age 92, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Private family burial was held at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Williams. William Bill H. Moorhead, age 89, of Plano, Texas, formerly of Burchard, passed away Sunday. Memorial services will be held at a later date at the Burchard Methodist Church. Burial in the Burchard Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Moorhead.
CJ Express has new specials for March. Breeze on in for 28-ounce Gatorade, 2 for $3. The lunch special Reubens are piled high with pastrami, sauerkraut, and Swiss cheese on marble rye, sure to fill you up. If you're in the mood for something different, you won't want to miss the Maximum Pizza from CJ West, with white garlic sauce, chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and green peppers. There are new toppings for ice cream at the East location, and be sure to grab a For Real milkshake if you're craving a frozen sippable experience. CJ Express, it's the perfect place to fuel up.
It's an incredible offer from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. Get up to triple the tax back. You heard right. Hurry into Feldkamp's Furniture Mart today and find the best names in furniture, insert a mattresses, all at the best prices. And get up to triple the tax back. With this amazing Feldkamp's offer, you can buy sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture. And get up to triple the tax back. Buy dining sets, bedroom furniture, and insert a mattresses. And get up to triple the tax back. Buy leather furniture, entertainment centers, and youth furniture, and get up to triple the tax back. With qualifying purchase at Feldkamp's, you can get up to triple the tax back. You get the furniture, you get the savings, and for a limited time only at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart, you get up to triple the tax back. See store for complete details, but this incredible offer cannot and will not last. Get up to triple the tax back at all Feldkamp's Furniture Mart locations.
In Salina, Junction City, Marysville, Concordia, and Manhattan.
Here's your
KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, we still have this high pressure system overhead, which is going to bring sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day. Quiet weather for tonight and into tomorrow. But we do have a low pressure system that's going to move across. It looks like the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Thursday night, continue to Friday and into the weekend, bringing rain showers and some areas of the country, a little bit of a wintry mix and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 25. Clear for tonight, will drop down to 36. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 15. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, will drop down to lower 40s. For Friday, cloudy skies, will have rain showers likely. We'll see cooler temperatures in the upper 40s. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55. Record high on this date, 83 in 1918. The average low, 32. The record low was 6 degrees in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:28. Sunset this evening, 7:34.
In the Which Are Smarter, Dogs or Cats debate, there's some new ammunition for the canine campaign. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important. But without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Albert Einstein was born on this day, and in 1794, Eli Whitney received a patent for the cotton gin. Sorry, cat lovers, but a recent study on mammal brains concludes that dogs may be nearly twice as intelligent as cats. Rather than brain size, conclusions were based on the number of neurons in the cerebral cortex, which are responsible for complex and flexible behavior. The researchers were surprised, in fact, at just how brainy dogs may be, putting them close to some non-human primates for smarts. Another surprise in the study, the four-legged creature that comes closest to a dog's intelligence is the raccoon. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about animals and nature, check out almanac.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2017 Chevy Silverado pickup. They also have a 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 GMC Acadia, 2011 Chevy Equinox, plus several other cars and crossovers. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Top-seeded Kansas hopes to get injured center Udoka Azubuike back tomorrow for its first-round game against Penn. Ninth-seeded Kansas State likewise hopes to have forward Dean Wade and guard Barry Brown back from injuries that sidelined them during the Big 12 tournament when they face Creighton on Friday. As for number 4-seed Wichita State, well, the Shockers' egos are a bit bruised after a tournament semifinal loss to Houston. The team started arriving in Wichita last night. KU, the only team to arrive by bus. Intrust Bank Arena opening up its doors to the public today for an opportunity to see the team's practice at no charge. The KU Jayhawks practice round gets underway at 12:30 this afternoon at Intrust Bank Arena. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Two people familiar with the negotiations tell the Associated Press yesterday that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to deals with wide receiver Sammy Watkins and linebacker Anthony Hitchens, filling two of their biggest needs in free agency. The people spoke on condition of anonymity because the signings, along with several other moves made by Kansas City, do not become official until the start of the new league year today. The 24-year-old Watkins intends to sign a $48 million three-year contract with $30 million in guarantees after spending last season with the Los Angeles Rams. He was the fourth overall pick of the Buffalo Bills, where he spent the first three seasons of his career. Hitchens agreed to a five-year deal that Kansas City Star reports will be worth about $9 million a year. Hitchens spent his first four seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
Twin Valley League All-A Girls Basketball Selections. First team, seniors Tricia Mathewson of Axtell, Kitty Glossick of Centralia, Jesse Yossi of Frankfort, Shelby Oldie of Lynn, Kayla Smith of Valley Heights, and Tess Chetcherly of Washington County. Juniors Madison Leger of Centralia, Emily Hebert of Frankfort, Macy Debley of Hanover, and Samantha Vermitten of Valley Heights. Second team All-TVL, senior Sammy Pfaff, Blue Valley, Holly Delaney, Washington County, and Jill Henry of Wetmore. Junior Emily Kaufman of Clifton Clyde. Sophomores Brooklyn Zeller of Blue Valley, Morgan Kramer of Centralia, J.C. Bowser of Clifton Clyde, McKinley Smith, Donovan West, Kenan Brand of Frankfort, and Tiana Losey of Hanover. Twin Valley Lake All-League Boys Basketball Selections, first team, seniors Bradley Cook and Zach Sorrell of Clifton Clyde, Devin Taylor, Levi Watts, and Newt Smith of Donovan West, Tanner Martin of Onega, juniors Dagan Steinlogge of Centralia, Thomas Atkins, Carter Brunan, Pete Peters of Hanover, and Joel Huffless of Wetmore, sophomore Quinn Bussing of Axtell. Second team, seniors Carlos Emanuel of Hanover, Tanner Spence from Lynn, Harrison Blasky and Brian Youngerberg of Valley Heights, and Carson Hawkington from Washington County. Juniors Brandon Anderson of Frankfort and Jeremy Reed of Valley Heights, sophomore Campbell Havercamp of Centralia. All TVL selections posted on our website and our Facebook page.
Small blister-like bumps on the leaves of ivy geraniums, sweet potato vines, tomatoes, and other plants growing indoors or in greenhouses are symptoms of oedema and intumescence. Fortunately, these are physiological problems and not caused by disease or insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Basically, the plant forms these growths in response to the environment. The two terms are often used interchangeably, and the cause is not well known. Many researchers believe the plant absorbs more moisture faster than it loses it through transpiration. Others are finding it related to light quality. These conditions cause the blister-like bumps that eventually turn brown, dry, and corky. The problem often corrects itself once the plants move into the garden and receive the preferred growing conditions. In the meantime, continue to water and fertilize as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Many of us have heard of the Trail of Tears. This community chose to honor those who were forced to make that journey. In turn, a group of individuals comes here every year on bicycles in remembrance as well. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
As Beth Wiles explains, there is a very important memorial you'll find here in the county seat of Pulaski County, Missouri.
Down in Waynesville, we have the National Park Service Trail of Tears Memorial and Walking Trail. This is an important part of America's history, and it's not necessarily something we're very proud of, but we do want to pay honor to our Cherokee Nation.
It's a place where you can enjoy the natural beauty of the area and recall the history along this trail.
You can step out into the park from your car, take a mile walk along the beautiful riverways, and read storyboards about the Trail of Tears story.
Many people stop to visit, but one group in particular is an annual highlight.
Each year we host the Cherokee Riders. This is a group out of Oklahoma. They start out down in Georgia and they ride bicycles in the month of June from Georgia to Oklahoma to pay homage to their family.
Many people come to the memorial to simply enjoy the surroundings and perhaps cool off in the Ruby-Doo River.
That's really a sight to behold. Usually it's quite hot. A lot of times they'll pull into town right into the memorial park area and they'll drop their bikes and jump right into the Ruby-Doo. We appreciate the National Park Service for investing in our area.
It's a place to come and remember, honor, and enjoy a piece of nature in the Ozark Hills. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Down on the number of flies buzzing your horses this summer by starting insect control now. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There are several strategies that go beyond just treating the animal as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Flies really bug horses. They bite, they get in their eyes, and can transmit disease. You can't completely get rid of flies, but there are several things you can do to help protect your horse from the discomfort of being around them. Bruce Brinkmeyer is the manager of farm hygiene products for Bayer Healthcare. He says there are sprays and dusting powders that can be applied directly to the animal. Fly baits and residual sprays on surfaces work too. But people don't often think about the environment around the farm.
Where you've either been storing feed,
or old storage areas for hay, places where flies actually reproduce and larvae and eggs are at. That's really where the source of flies are. And so going and eliminating or treating them with either powders or sprays or just management and cleaning them up, a lot of times will reduce the fly pressure a lot.
Flies love manure. It's a favorite breeding ground, so another defense is to make it lethal for their offspring. Brinkmeyer says this is accomplished with feed-through products embedded with oral larvicides. Once consumed by the horse, the larvicide passes through the digestive system and into the animal's manure, where it kills maggots on contact after the eggs hatch. He says if you wait until you see flies to start your defense program, it's already too late.
You really need to be concerned about the more environmental areas as soon as the first thaw happens in the spring. That's when eggs that have been laid over winter become active larvae and adult flies hatch surprisingly fast in the spring. Most of the time, people go to the store to buy something when it's really too late. The fly pressure's gone beyond their threshold, and now you're in a reactive mode all summer.
Find more tips for fly control in the barnyard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever cherish the old rugged cross till my troth is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Oh, rugged cross.
Every time a new farm bill is debated, sides are taken over direct payments to farmers. Let's talk about that today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Farm program critics like to focus on the direct payments to farmers, the so-called safety net. The latest versions of the program are pretty restrictive, however. Pat Westhoff heads the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Projected program costs are incredibly sensitive price projections. You know, I can give you incredibly different outlays projections with just a slight tweak in demand pictures for the future. If China expands ethanol production as currently talked about, that can make a big difference in the price projection.
Farmers can choose one of the two primary direct payment options in the current farm program, ARC or PLC. Westhoff guesses more farmers will be choosing PLC because they're more confident about yield than they are about price.
It all has to do with how ARC calculations are made and where prices are likely to be in the future. ARC is based on a moving average of prices and of yields. Since we're throwing out the higher yields that we experienced in 2010 and 2012, as time goes along, that moving average of prices has come down pretty dramatically. And in the future, it's going to be the 370 reference price is going to be the price that goes into those calculations. So only yields are going to make that change from year to year.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA yesterday announced the formal process to withdraw the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices final rule. Published January 19th of last year, the last-minute Obama-era rule would have increased federal regulation of livestock and poultry for certified organic producers and handlers. The withdrawal becomes effective May the 13th. And following a review last year, USDA claims the rule exceeds the federal agency statutory authority and that the changes to the existing organic regulations could have a negative effect on voluntary participation in the National Organic Program. USDA Marketing and Reg Program Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh said in the announcement that existing organic livestock and poultry regulations are robust and effective. According to USDA reports for 2017, the number of certified organic operations increased domestically by 7% and globally by 11%. Industry estimates show that organic sales in the U.S. reached about $47 billion in 2016. That's reflecting an increase of about $3.7 billion since 2015. Well, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. will engage TPP 11 members, emphasizing a need for fairness and expanding trade relationships with nations involved in the PAC. TPP 11, now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or the CPTPP, was signed last week by those 11 remaining nations involved in the agreement. Tillerson made those comments after the signing of that agreement. Reports say that Tillerson did not mention Trump's recent comments on the deal, which indicated Trump was willing to rejoin the agreement if it was deemed fair for the U.S. Tillerson said specifically the U.S. looks forward to engaging the trade deal's members regarding fair trade. CPTPP will enter into force 60 days after six of the 11 countries ratify the deal, which is expected sometime early next year. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
March is Ag Month, and Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes your fellow ag and agribusiness affiliates for helping to provide so many varied jobs, products, and services to our community and our country. Thank you from your friends here at Fairbury Livestock Company. Come check out our cattle sales on
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, looking at some pressure on our corn markets as we roll through the middle of the day here on our Wednesday. Started out well, but corn's beginning to erode here. May corn down 1.5 at 390 and a quarter. July is down 1.25 at 398 and a half. Some of the later months are showing some pressure as well. Some of the other months are unchanged. So a little uncertainty in the corn markets. Kansas City wheat still thriving. May KC wheat is up 5 at 525 and a quarter. July is up 4 and 3 quarters at 542. The other two wheat markets seem to be mixed, definitely mixed. Chicago is higher. Minneapolis wheat is trending a bit lower. Taking a look at soybeans, they have been struggling some over the last couple of hours. May beans now down 12 at 1036 and 3 quarters. July down 12 at 1047 and a half. We're seeing issues with the products too. May soybean meal down 330 at 372.20. May bean oil is down 37 points at 31.85. July is down 37 points at 32.08. Turning our attention now to the livestock complex, we continue to see mixed numbers there as well. April live cattle up 120 at 123.10. June live cattle up 20 at 113.35. Most of the later months are in the green. March feeder cattle up 40 at 141.95. April feeders up 47 at 142.77. So seeing some progress there. Most of the later months in feeder cattle are higher as well. Hogs may be trying to attempt a turnaround coming in from the bottom up. April hogs is still down 97 at 66.75. May even at 71.85. But June hogs up 22 at 77.70. And all the later months are higher too. So maybe we're seeing a bit of a turnaround coming up from the backside in hogs. May cotton down 3 points at 82.95. July is unchanged. Make that July now up 3 points at 82.89. So some volatility and some uncertainty there as well. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at a headline that kind of scares me, lab-grown clean meat could be on sale by the end of the year, and cultured tissue harvested without processing any animals could allow meals to get to your dinner table. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
I have to say, this headline on my Reuters computer really bothered me. Meat grown in a laboratory could be on restaurant menus by the end of the year. That's the claim of one manufacturer. In vitro animal products, sometimes referred to as clean meat, are made from stem cells harvested by a biopsy from living livestock, which are then grown in a lab over a number of weeks. Some environmentalists believe the process could be the key to reducing global warming, with one study predicting it could lower harmful greenhouse emissions by 96%. But what does eating meat have to do with snowstorms? Well, quite a lot, according to these people. The first products from this system could be available for human consumption within months, according to an official with the company. chicken nuggets, sausage, and foie gras created using the technique could be served in restaurants in the U.S. and Asia before the end of 2018. But there is a thing called public perception, and we find a reluctance to diverge from traditional farmed meat still represent considerable hurdles for the clean meat industry to overcome. Now, his stance is shared by Moza Meat, whose lab based in the Netherlands was responsible for creating the world's first cultured hamburger. The company's chief scientific officer, Professor Mark Post, said the regulatory approval process could delay samples being distributed to suppliers by years. He gave a time frame of 3 years before the company could sell its first product to the mass market. I'll be back with the final word after this message.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
I, for one, don't think I'm quite ready for driverless cars or clean meat. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone, 268-0640. 47 or home phone 363-2645.
Sometimes you've got to sweat the small stuff. It's the tiniest particulate matter in livestock facilities that cause allergies and other respiratory problems. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Livestock facilities are dusty environments. The visible dust particles that we see hanging in a beam of sunlight are so big they can't reach deep inside your lungs. It's the tiny particulate matter that we can't see that causes allergies and other respiratory problems in humans and animals. Richard Gates is an extension specialist in livestock facilities and manure management at the University of Illinois. He says fresh air ventilation is a best management practice for dust control, but it's also an economic decision, as it can cost more during colder weather. In some situations, the inside temperature has to be kept as warm as 80 degrees.
And so producers have to balance how much fresh air should they bring in versus how much money do they want to spend on propane or however they're heating. Or if they don't have heaters, that means they're going to make their facility much colder. And for some species like beef cattle or dairy cattle, that doesn't matter. But for little farrowing piglets or something, that's just not acceptable.
The most basic line of defense for workers in any livestock facility is a properly fitting particulate mask and eye protection.
It's just the simple white mask that you see with a little metal clip on the nose and two straps in the back. And the other thing that I really like to emphasize is protection for your eyes. I've been around livestock my whole life, and oftentimes I feel better the next day if I'm wearing safety glasses than if I wear a mask. So, you know, every person is different in how they develop allergies to different loads that they encounter over their life.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the tiny particulate matter in livestock facilities at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, so far in the first quarter of 2018, we've got a bit of an imbalance. We have exported less, but imported more.
The first 4 months of this fiscal year, there were $50.7 billion worth of agricultural export. That's down $3 billion, or about 6% from the first 4 months of fiscal year 2017, where it was $53.7 billion. Kind of the opposite story on the import side. Imports are up $2.9 billion, or about 7% from fiscal year 2017 up to this point in time.
USDA trade economist Bryce Cook says the news for specific agricultural imports really doesn't get better.
Soybean exports are down 22% in value terms, 17% volume. Corn is down 24% in value and 22% in volume. Wheat's down less, 6% in value terms, but 12% in volume. And meanwhile, cotton has been stable. It actually increased 1% in value terms, but it's been a 1% drop in the volume of cotton exports.
That's USDA trade economist Bryce Cook. Ranking House Agriculture Committee Democrat Colin Peterson says the committee plans to mark up the farm bill March 20th, but a revolt over food stamp provisions could stop the bill from moving forward. The Hagstrom Report says Peterson and committee chairman Mike Conaway had hit an impasse regarding the nutrition title, and a spokesperson for Conaway could not confirm the March 20th markup date. Conaway's office does say that moving the bill forward by the end of the first quarter remains the goal. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
The Mid-Kansas Angus breeders would like to invite you to their 22nd annual production sale, March 21st in La Crosse, Kansas. The sale starts at 1 o'clock at the sale barn north of town. The 54 bulls in the sale have excellent EPDs from some of the top sires in the Angus breed, including Fortitude, Emblazon, Keneally Packard, Generation, and Index. Featuring calving ease, performance, and good disposition, these bulls are right for your herd. Don't forget, Wednesday, March 21st, be in La Crosse for the Mid-Kansas Angus Breeder Sale or bid online at LMAauctions.com. Check us out at midkab.com.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
Hefty Seed Company, home of the 25 for 25 seed treatment. Give them a call in Garden City at 620-805-6.
KNDY.